This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer are two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that includes our Amazon warehouse workers and the drivers as well, our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the men and women out there, our mail haulers hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post office, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America. Captain with an S on the end of it, America, all one word, lowercase. And our website is the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, who I'll be with on Saturday, as we have a great a breakfast lined up with some speakers. And also, he's the host of Military Matters. It's none other than retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is.
And it's a good day to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Are you ready?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United,
States
of America. And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
And justice.
For all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed and founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, the end of an era. The Queen was interned yesterday. I watched a little bit of it. I couldn't watch a lot of it. I mean, it was just, to me, it was like, you know, how much of this stuff can you watch? So I watched a little bit of it, and the pomp and circumstance was unbelievable.
Yeah, Captain, it was, and I understand there was an incredible, you know, you look at the extent of the British Empire and the British influence, even these days, that there was an incredible number of people that tuned in for part of that. But I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I got to tell you, between yesterday and the couple weeks that preceded after her demise, it seems like this went on longer than her 70-year reign sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. And, of course, the other thing was is that when you take a look at something like this, you certainly have reason to wonder if they don't have it, if they can't have it a little bit more regimented. So instead of having this drag on and on and on and on and on, that they kind of make it more or less like a regular funeral.
Yeah, I don't think that happened as long as because there's a vested interest, and it's part of the British tradition. Because that's the British. You know, all their laws is common law. A lot of it's not written down, it's just the way to practice the exercise of the monarchy, thousands of years old. So I don't see that changing. And part of it is just we have certain things about what it means to be assimilated, to be an American, and for the good or bad. The monarchy and the pomp and circumstance, the extended funerals and all this stuff is really a part of being a part of the British Empire. Hey, we fought a revolution. I like the American way of doing things. I wish we'd stay more true to it, but it is what it is. And God save the Queen.
Yeah. Now, Joe Biden stated that U.S. forces would defend Taiwan from a Chinese invasion, but then the White House immediately walked that statement back again for the second time.
You know, this is just one of a litany of things that have profound consequences for the leader of the free world to be speaking on that this has occurred over the last couple of years. And I mean, that's the same old tune that we hear. It's that they've been back and forth on that and so many other things, but, the Chinese they just laugh at that. You know, when they have their Politburo meetings, Chinese Communist Party, they just said, we don't need to worry about that as long as they're conducting themselves and speaking the way that they are. We could do as we wish, wherever we wish, whenever we wish. And that's a sad state of affairs. We've got to regain the respect that we've lost on the global stage.
Well, here's one for you. Wait till you hear this. Joe Biden has issued the most executive orders in his first year of being president since 1970, costing taxpayers $1.5 trillion.
And there you go. And I don't think anybody's surprised about that, but the hypocrisy of it. I mean, and of course, Obama was big, and we thought he was over the top on executive orders. Biden's outpaced him, and then at every turn, whenever President 45 Trump tried to do something to circumvent a feckless Congress, boy, the yelling and screaming amongst the Democrats was horrendous.
Yep.
So there you go.
Hold that thought. We're coming back with more with Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. By the way, good morning, George. George is saying good morning to me as well as the Colonel. And appreciate you, George. Appreciate you being around. And I shall return. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much, Frank. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan is celebrating a brand new store, which will be opening soon, up in Brooksville. I'm going up there today to see the progress of things that are going along, and it may or may not be open today. Don't know full bore, but we've been told that it could be, so we're going to go up and see it anyway. But there are stores, of course, in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and the all-new Moss Nissan coming in Brooksville, right there, State Route 50, just this side of the Veterans Expressway. Now, I will tell you that all of these stores specialize in a couple of different things, which is probably one of the reasons why they've done so very well in this area. Number one, the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, all church pastors too, get a great deal on a new or a used vehicle. Also, the original Moss Care, free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Nobody's doing that. Nobody, as well as the other. Combine the two together, and that's why you get customers from as far away as Phoenix, Arizona, and Michigan, and Ohio, and New York, and Massachusetts, and Vermont, and Maine, that come down to Florida to buy a vehicle at Moss Nissan. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That will give you a tremendous door-opening opportunity to save a bunch of money. All righty. We've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright with us. And good morning again, Colonel.
And good morning, Captain.
Now, I know you've heard of Huawei, right?
I have.
Okay. I ran into a circumstance a few years ago with Huawei where I went I went to MacDill Air Force Base, and yep. there was something going on. I was there for some sort of event. I forget what it was, but I had a phone, and they said, you're going to have to leave that phone here. And I said, really, why is that? They said, well, first of all, turn it off. These are phones that spy on people, and they can track you in here, and whatever you do, if you were to use the phone in here, they would be able to tell what you were saying, who you were saying it to. So I did not know that. But now all of a sudden comes news that more than 10,000 U.S. troops and civilian employees at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska, which I believe is part of Strategic Air Command, may be at risk of having their cell data stolen after Chinese equipment was installed on a nearby cell tower. And once again, who is it? Huawei.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? So what has changed? Has the Chinese become more or less of a strategic threat to the United States since you were warned back in the day about watching the device, and now we seem to be oblivious to the threat on our soil from our primary strategic, but competitor and enemy in the world today. You just can't make this stuff up. It's amazing, isn't it? It's frightening.
Yeah, yeah. Now, something that's a problem that we have to take care of, I don't know how we're going to do this, but this number needs to go down to zero. A new study has found that about 24 veterans committed suicide every day between 2014 and 2018. That's higher than what we were told the numbers were, meaning more U.S. military vets died by suicide than the Department of Veterans Affairs, the VA, had previously told us. Now, according to America's Warriors Partnership, a nonprofit group that partners with communities to prevent veteran suicide, 8 states had a higher rate of veteran suicide from 2014 to 2018 than the VA found in the previous study. And this is disturbing.
Yeah, it's, you know, the ongoing number for a long time, we said, well, maybe 22. But most of us knew just from what we observed and as we got around that it was considerably more than 22 a day. And that was just the average. And, you know, during the COVID era, there was a lot of things. It wasn't just for veterans, but across the nation, we were misreporting what was causing deaths, whether it was suicide or even homicide or things like that, and certain other ailments that we were attributing to COVID when they weren't. And so, we were trying to be open and transparent through the COVID era, but when in fact, I think we were being anything but. But eventually, you know, we shine the light on what it is. And sadly, this situation was worse than we thought. We knew it. Those that care for veterans, those that served, know it. And so, as a nation, we've got work to do.
Yeah. And, you know, all I can tell the people that are listening, if you see a veteran, and a lot of these veterans are still homeless, I hate to say it, but a lot of them are still homeless. You'll see them on a park bench or under a tree or under a bridge or whatnot. I mean, I've taken them to the VA before. I've said, come on, brother, we're going to go for a ride. Where are we going? I said, I'm going to take you over to the VA, make sure that you can get looked at and taken care of and this, that, and the other. I don't get any arguments about it, but, you know, I've done it.
Yeah, many of the veterans, they're very reluctant to do this. Some are too proud. Some of them, you offer, you direct them to where they get the help to do, they won't do it. Part of it is because they have mental illness. And there are a few of them that have just established and become so comfortable in a fairly destitute way of life, but it's become predictable for them. Just like, you know, many young people that are committing suicide. You know, I heard a story about a Suncoast, a young man that was contemplating suicide, and it was just because he was telling his mom, I just don't feel comfortable in the civilian world anymore. But when I was serving in the military, even when I was deployed in harm's way, at least I understood, you know, where my focus and what I needed to do. And so that's kind of sad. That's something that we need to deal with. And only veterans, those that serve, really understand that, and that's why we need mental and other health aid that by people that understand the nature of what it is to serve.
Yeah. Now we got a caller, so let me go over here to the phone line. Yeah. Backgammon Bob, is that you?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's up?
Anyway, just wanted to say that we need to disassociate ourselves with China and kick out all these Chinese companies out of our country. Now, we should buy stuff from them.
Now, wait. Did you say kick out all the Chinese companies?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Let them go. And the other thing about the Ukraine is we need to send maybe some more of these HIMARS missile systems because they seem to be very effective. We've got like 500 of them, and we've only sent like 20 or 30, something like that. And maybe we could also even send the A-10 Warthog plane, but they might do some good, too. All right, that's it, Kevin.
All right, well, there's been a lot of pushback about sending planes from the U.S. over there. However, Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, and that was going to be one of my talking points here in a minute, he says the Ukraine needs at least $12 billion in military aid to win the war.
Captain, every 2 weeks, Schumer and others and the administration will say, well, we just need X billion of dollars.
The number keeps going up, by the way.
Mm-hmm. There's no end to that.
No, the number keeps going up.
There is no strategic plan tied in with the American national security interests. We just continue to do what the progressive left continues to do, which is simply throw money at the problem. And in our proxy war against Russia using Ukraine. And, yeah, we want Ukraine to win for sure, but we got to tie this into what American national security interests are. And I don't see us doing that. And, honestly, if I was in Congress, I would vote no on one more penny going to Ukraine until we figure that out, because we could do this endlessly. We didn't learn a lesson in Afghanistan. We haven't learned a lesson in Syria and Iraq, and so we didn't learn our lesson in Somalia. We wanted to go back into, put forces back in Somalia. How soon we forget as Americans? Get a plan together, tie it to national security interests, and then talk about spending money, investing it. Don't just throw money at things, because you're going to make us poorer than we are now. You're going to hurt the nation economically. You're going to put us at greater disadvantage to the Chinese and others than we already are.
Okay, well, hold that thought. I hear the music coming back. So we'll be back, and hopefully you can stick with me for another segment. I hope, right?
Hanging with you, Captain.
All right, very good. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, so don't go anywhere. I shall return with more. I have retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve will likely raise its interest rate another 0.75 percentage point at its meeting this week to combat inflation. This will continue to cost you more for your credit cards, car loans, mortgage, and student debt. The U.S. Central Bank has already raised interest rates 4 times this year to combat red-hot inflation for a total of 2.25 percentage points. Kathleen Hayes from Bloomberg.
Inflation is high. It hasn't broken. The Fed has made it very clear, from Federal Bank presidents to governors, that they're very concerned about the inflation rate. So 50 basis points just doesn't even seem like... The debate is 75 and 50, isn't it?
As Hurricane Fiona heads back into the Atlantic Ocean with winds up to 105 miles an hour, it leaves behind some devastation. The system is projected to become a Category 4 by Wednesday, again over the ocean, and is expected to miss mainland USA and skirt past Nova Scotia, Canada over the weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for over 8 years, and the reason I take it is because it works. Now, as most of you know, I have a problem with my left foot, leg, and ankle, and that problem carried over to my right foot, and I recently got that corrected, thank God, for Dr. Bill. He's the one that helped me, and now my left foot is back on track for what it's supposed to be doing. But here's the thing. If you are struggling with neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee, wrist, ankle, leg pain, or getting muscle aches and pains from your normal everyday routine, then I'd like to suggest to you that you try the 3-week quick start at Relief Factor. Why? Because it works. Now, it's very simple. It's all drug-free. Don't need to worry about that. It's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation, which lowers or eliminates the pain by going straight to the source. Now, the best part about it, the 3-week quick start costs about $1 a day, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You can get it started, and you'll see what it'll do for you. By the end of the third week, you'll know whether or not it's going to work or not. And I haven't had anybody come up to me and say, well, it didn't work. But I have had plenty of people come up and say, thank you very much. It worked, and we're going to continue it. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 and sign up for the 3-week quick start. You'll find out. You will find out, and I'm sure you're going to like the result. So give it a try. See what can happen to you. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And thanks for sticking around, Colonel.
Oh, happy to do it, Captain. And, you know, I like this heavy metal thunder. I don't know. I'm a little traditional to say I was born to be wild, but, hey, here on Captain America's Third Watch, hey, heavy metal thunder. Let's bring it on the airwaves.
I remember the Hughes flying over playing some of that crazy Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin trying to draw fire. But anyway, now, we had a situation yesterday that I talked about with Frank Salvato, and we just blew the airwaves to smithereens. Now, if you needed any more evidence that the left is desperately worried about the upcoming congressional elections, this should satisfy you. An attorney and a TikTok influencer by the name of Preston Moore, who has a column where he discusses news related to legal issues, posted a video explaining how a nonprofit organization called the Good Information Foundation offered him cash, to be specific, $400, to cut a video in which he would perpetuate disinformation related to the riot at the U.S. Capitol building on January the 6th, 2021. That's for openers.
Yeah, and we're getting revelations. The FBI whistleblowers that are talking to Republicans that are fighting a very hard battle as a minority to try to investigate the FBI for doing and actually in collusion then with the likes of ActBlue and George Soros and others, you know, for all the talk about how the right is guilty of disinformation. Here we have the government. Agents of the government involved in spreading disinformation. Well, this should frighten Americans everywhere.
I
don't care whether you're right or left, it's frightening.
I have specifics, and I'm going to go with them now. In the video that Moore put out, he said, and I quote, "I was just offered $400 to make an anti-Donald Trump propaganda post related to the January 6th investigation that was completely not true. I should start out this video by saying I am not a Donald Trump supporter, so that should give a little bit of context to where I'm coming from. I am an attorney. I post legal news and analysis on related topics. Okay, here we go with the story. So, first things first, I get an email from somebody with the Good Information Foundation. The attorney went on to recount how an individual he referred to as Jane reached out to him and offered a paid collaboration to discuss some topics related to January 6th. Moore explained that the woman said the Good Information Foundation would give him $400 to make a post on his page and then share it to Instagram and then to TikTok. Now, Democrats were reportedly paying TikTokers as much as $400 to do anti-Trump January 6th propaganda and lie to the viewers there. That continues, as far as he knows, and I know, to this day. And at first, Moore indicated that he might be open to the idea. She sent him back a link to the page with guidelines on how he should craft his video. Some of these included the use of words. Now, wait till you hear this. No more attempted coup. No more the word treason. No more insurrection. Instead, insert the word criminal conspiracy. And no more Trump and his allies. Instead, insert the word Trump Republicans. What do you think of all that so far?
Well, I continue to be disappointed in what we learned, but I'm no longer surprised. Doesn't surprise me. Am I happy that it looks like we're uncovering evidence? Yes, but on the other hand, it's sad that this is occurring under our noses and with government acquiescence. That's a sad commentary in the state of affairs.
Now, I've got more to say here, and I'm going to include the name of the person who's in charge of this group, and I'm going to get to that in a second here, the Good Information Foundation. Now, additionally, Moore was expected to promote the idea that the Trump campaign paid literally millions of dollars to make January 6th happen. The Good Information Foundation's mission, according to its website, is to increase the flow of good, factual information online to counter and rebut the spread of misinformation and disinformation. Now, that's hilarious. And they supposedly accomplish this by creating, incubating, funding, and lifting up fact-based solutions, voices, programs, and initiatives that can be quickly developed, tested, and deployed at scale. The organization's board chair is named Rick Stengel, spelled S-T-E-N-G-E-L, a former managing editor for Time Magazine, who also served, ready for this, as President Obama's Undersecretary for State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs. A quick look at his Twitter account reveals that he is firmly in the anti-Trump camp. Now, get this. $100 million in 2020 was given to the Good Information Foundation by George Soros to defeat Donald Trump.
You know, the Orwellian aspects of this, you know, they throw out words that have good connotations like democracy, and in this case, good. Good information. How can anybody object to the idea of an organization being for good information? But we know that, you know, good can be used for evil, and evil can be made to look good. And that's precisely what we're observing in the world, and that's what we're observing here. Again, I'm not surprised, but I continue to be severely disappointed.
Well, Attorney Moore ended up refusing to work with the Good Information Foundation, likely because he's not a dishonest hack. But the fact that such an organization would pay influencers to peddle narratives that are demonstrably false not only indicates that they are essentially frauds, but also that they are putting forth a message that is not a truthful message and trying to create a narrative that's not a truthful narrative.
Yeah, he was honest. We heard about it. Think about how many dozens and dozens, if not hundreds, of folks, because he's not alone. There's a lot of people that do his business.
You bet.
Those that were, just for a small price, for a small piece of silver, sold their soul, sold the nation, and accepted that kind of thing. And that's worrisome. And it ought to be to all Americans, regardless of whatever political persuasion they think they are.
Now, you were with the Republican Liberty Caucus. Real quick, you got about 20 seconds. Tell us about the event coming up.
Yeah, we're going to bookend Constitution Week, which started Saturday with Constitution Day. But this Saturday, we've got our second annual Constitution Day breakfast, and we've got speakers traveling from all over the state of Florida. Oh, Captain Matt Bruce will be there with the other group of great Americans. So I'm excited about it. And we'll be at the Breakthrough Convention Center. We have filled up all our seats, and we're looking forward to it.
Yay, and I'm looking forward to it, too. And I'll talk to you again on Thursday, my friend, so stay low.
All right, Captain.
All right, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and I'll be right back.
Spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much. This is Jeff in Sarasota, and I think we'll see him for lunch today over at Mission Barbecue. Don't forget, that's where I will be today. From 11:30 till about 12:15 or so, because then I got to head on up the road to Brooksville to the all new Moss Nissan in Brooksville to see what's going on up there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Remember, they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, that's down there in Sarasota. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And, of course, Dominic's offers installation on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local Sarasota-Tampa Bay area. Now, if you're outside the area listening to me and you just heard me talk about Dominic's blinds and shutters, a number of people have called them up and asked for parts or pieces or even had blinds sent to them or shades or even shutters. They've seen things that they've liked. They've gone to their website. They've talked to them on the phone. And that's all you got to do, because their phone number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Give them a call and they'd be more than happy to talk to you and see if they can help you out. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again, their phone number is 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget, you tell them the captain sent you. So, Somebody said, where's he going to be today? Where's he going to be today? I just got a message here in the chat room. Where are you going to be today? Where are you going to be today? Well, pay attention. There'll be a quiz after this. But this is where I'm going to be, coming up right about...
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, and we always have a good time at Mission Barbecue when we go there for our lunches. Always have a good group of people that show up, and you're welcome to come, too, if you'd like, at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. That's you get off at the Veterans Expressway and go east, let's see, one, two, right there at the third light. You'll see it on the right side. You'll see a great big American flag up in the air. And look for Bam Bam. That's the five-ton that sits out front with the big old smoker on it. So there you go. Bam Bam. That's what they call it. You know, Joe Biden is doing his best to try to confuse everybody by telling you that things aren't as bad as they say they are, that inflation only went up just a little, about an inch, a little bitty, bitty, bitty. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sure it did. Yeah. That's why it's the highest it's been in years and years and years when you look at it over the past year. Now, Hillary Clinton said, and I quote, "We're going to take things away from you on behalf of the common good," end of quote. Joe Biden said, and I quote, "MAGA Republicans are extremists who embrace anger, thrive on chaos, and live in the shadow of lies." He also said Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. And he finally said the following, "For those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun." That's Joe Biden. Now, if you remember Barack Obama, this is what he said. "We can't drive our SUVs and eat as much as we want and keep our homes on 72 degrees all the time, except, of course, in his house. And then just expect that other countries are going to say, okay, that's not leadership. That's not going to happen." And if you remember, Hillary Clinton expressed the Democrats' fascism well with the dictatorial subordination of individual interests for the common good. Joe Biden also communicates his fascism with confidence. He throws on to at least half the nation his animosity towards Americans he disagrees with, literally calling them enemies of the state, and then lures these Americans to make war. And the major push towards this insanity started with Barack Obama. I never felt we had a major race problem until Barack Obama told us that we were a racist country. With a black president, go figure. The Biden administration, with their COVID mandate, forced the closing of schools, millions of small businesses, left students academically behind by as much as 2 years, and forced millions of businesses into bankruptcy. What's more, the left then turns around and calls Trump a dictator, even though he presumed no power to force anyone to take a vaccine or close their businesses, or church, or school. In fact, Trump ordered states to open their churches, pronouncing them essential, where many blue states assumed they were non-essential. Now, the mandates, social engineering, and strict control over business, education, health, and anti-Judeo-Christian ethics, is something that we have never seen before in American history. And think about this. They are normalizing what our culture in any other time in Western civilization would find abhorrent. They continue to push the transsexualizing of our children, normalizing pedophiles, homosexuality, redefining marriage, censoring free speech, defunding police departments, while we watch violent individuals and gangs roam the streets murdering, maiming innocent people, robbing stores, and people with carte blanche with no fear of prosecution. Chicago, for example, has fallen into anarchy. Thousands of police officers have either left the profession or moved on to red states. They've completely opened our borders, folks. The left insists the border is closed while de facto eliminating all immigration law. They are seemingly convinced we are all that stupid. Now, the fantasy of it is that Biden and the Democrats want to appear democratic, convince you that they embrace freedom, liberty, and the American dream. Their intense words speak of democracy, the rule of law, and yet by tooth and nail to destroy almost every hallowed institution and moral value in America. Tell you what, folks, better wake up. Better wake up. America is getting first-hand experience in fascism. The real fascists are here, and they are, for the time being, in charge and spoiling for a fight. They're a crime syndicate turning our country into a failed state. If we can't get a fair and honest election this November, I'm afraid that our country could be lost. So we need to get it right. Now's the time. Get her done, as Larry the Cable Man used to say. Okay. Hang on. We're going to have some fun, because we're about ready to start with someone who's been patiently holding on the phone. Here we go.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Live outside Mar-a-Lago. Tebow, let me say something to you. I called Denver when you were third string and made them put you in the game over there where you went six games in a row. Hey, Jim Irsay, your Colts are going nowhere. Hey, Minnesota, your Vikings are going nowhere. I'll take Tim Tebow and win the Super Bowl now. Your idiot coaches and your idiot owners don't know what they're doing. Let me say something to Donald Trump live from Mar-a-Lago. Donald, when you go on the radio, okay, with the guy that follows us on this show, you better say you won in a landslide victory. Everybody knows that Joe Biden's presidency sucks. Gas prices are through the roof. You were the best president for African Americans and Latinos. You secured the border. You didn't let illegals in. And you dominate. You do the talking. I don't want to hear him do any talking. He's not a MAGA. He's not your number one supporter like me. You should be on this show where we love you and we celebrate you, and not with another show where they tell us. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior.
All righty, Todd and Tampa. It's a Tuesday. I'll be over at the Mission Barbecue, 11:30. Stop by, enjoy some lunch, get there by noon. You can stand up for the national anthem. Have a great day, everybody. God bless you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.